and making everybody peaceful and calm before they have the annual general meeting. It means everyone gets nice and hypnotized and peaceful so that they could not ask any questions. Actually, carry on meditating when you're doing that. That's a good idea. So, so please understand that some of the things I say are only in jest. So, and we can now do some meditation. So if you'd like to get yourself in your meditation position. Just closing your eyes. We usually close our eyes because it just cuts off all of the visual disturbance. And it's interesting, I was with a doctor last night, he was taking me to a talk in Singapore, and he was saying that, you know, the final part of your body which stops when you die, the last part before you decease is your eyes, the pupils, because they dilate. Dilate. Oh, good! I got you. Okay. So now we can. have I ruined the meditation? So now we can, with the energy and the joy, we can put that into our mind and our body, so that our body can relax. I know that many people always complain that they have to think too much. They can't stop thinking. This is how to stop it. A nice, funny story breaks the negativity, gives you some energy, and you put that energy into your body, just get as comfortable as you can. The most important thing is you feel the body rather than think about it. And you listen to the beautiful chanting of the little bubs. Many people, they listen to great music. What can be even better music? The young kids coming to a safe, calm, kind place. So when you can be kind, accept, not think about even sounds, you can be kind and embrace even feelings and aches and pains in the body. We try and get your body as comfortable as possible. Your back can be straight or it can be bent, leaning back, whatever is comfortable for you. Hands in your lap or on your knees, whatever you find is the best for you today in this situation. Just loosen your shoulders. Aware of your head and neck. Relax to the max. This is not just being indulgent. Relaxing to the max takes a lot of skill, wisdom, mindfulness, and kindness. Is there any place in your body you can relax a bit more? If so, it's not to the max yet. So relax to the max. You do that with your body. It really is showing that you are considerate of your body, aware and compassionate. And when you are aware of your body and kind, you can even feel the body is different. It is relaxing, being comfortable. You can feel the delight of a comfortable body. If there are pains anywhere, it's usually less pain. Once the body's relaxed, then we can relax to the max for our mind by being kind to your mind, not trying to prove anything or get anywhere or do anything. Because when you have kindness, you engage with this moment, you find peace. Now, when you add this beautiful compassion, kindness, opening the door of your heart to the wonder of this moment, may not be the best, but this is life, reality as it's happening. You are being here in this journey called life. Once you're here, relax a bit more. Relax means even your mind has no tension, no tightness. Nothing pulling it into the future, which is called planning and anxiety. Nothing it dragging it back from the past. What's done is finished. Your work is over for this evening. Now all you do is just be here. Rest, relax. All you're doing now is relaxing your mind. And when we let go of past and future, the present moment, what's left? Just relax with this. Be kind and see if you can appreciate. It doesn't matter what's happening, how tired, how ill, how burdened. Just being here lessens the burdens. We can just be. And often, all the thoughts vanish. At least they get less. Thoughts are just a bundle of instructions or descriptions, taking notes. But you only do that when you're going to do something. Just be. And don't try and judge. You feel good, you feel bad. Good, bad. Who knows? Just be here. With no judging, no measuring. that often stops a lot of the inner conversation. And don't try to meditate. When you don't try, you are here meditating. Just see the value in what you have now, and the present moment will grow on you. And if you are aware inside, you may be aware of your breathing. Just by suggesting breath, you can feel your breath come in. You can feel your breath go out. It's like a detour around going into thinking. You're watching something real. The feeling of air, feeding the health of your body and your mind. Pure, clean, energizing, healthy air. As you breathe that into your body, you feel it. You don't force the end of the in-breath or decide when you're going to breathe out. It just happens. It's like you're standing by the side of the road, not in the middle of the road. You're watching the breath as it goes in and goes out, as an observer, not a controller. A person who just watches, feels, without interfering. Breath coming in and breath going out. See if you can notice that when you stand, as it were, apart, looking from a distance, even if it's only imaginary, just a few inches away from your breathing. You're not right involved and entangled, but seeing it from a distance. Breath coming in, going out, does actually become peaceful. It's like you're just breathing with nothing to do. No business, nothing to fix. your breath is working fine. So you just rest or watch. Like you're not lingering on the past, because the peace is in the present. I'm feeling safe enough just to let your breathing just be. Breathing in peace, healing, regenerating, quietness. And breathing out all stress or tension. So we're here, we're not fighting the future. We know that now is where our future is made. So we're at peace with this moment now. We're in a safe place. With good people. So you can let go. Open out. No tightness. Real relaxation of the mind. You deserve this moment, this time, this freedom, to have no burdens, nothing to reach for, nothing to tie you back, just for a few more minutes. Watching your breath come in and breath go out. So how do you feel? It's coming close to the end of the meditation period. What's it like inside? How relaxed are you? If in meditation you try and achieve something, a goal, often you get more tight, more tense, and you think you can't meditate. When you have this easily understood relaxing to the max, but notice of your body, of your mind, the inner world, maybe you can just be and slip in to a quiet, comfortable place inside. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. At the end of the 3rd gong, come out from your meditation. So, for those of you who have a bit of a stretch, and then in another minute, to give a talk.